Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley has praised anti-government protesters in Iran at an emergency meeting of the U.N. Security Council, which the U.S. called to discuss the protests in Iran that have left 22 people dead. Iran's U.N. Ambassador Wamali Khosrou joined many nations, including Russia, to criticize the United States for what they say is meddling in Iran's domestic affairs.
This is nothing but another desperate attempt by the U.S. administration to escape forward, as it has lost every shred of moral, political, and legal authority and credibility in the eyes of the whole world.
In an interview with VOA contributor Greta Van Susteren, U.S. Democratic Senator Ben Cardin cautioned Washington must walk a delicate line in response to allegations of provocation. United States says its decision to suspend military aid to Pakistan will cost Islamabad under $2 billion. Heather Nord is the U.S. State Department spokesperson.
We need Pakistan to deny safe haven to or lawfully detain those terrorists and militants who threaten U.S. interests. The United States stands ready to work with Pakistan in combating all terrorists without distinction, and we hope to be able to renew and deepen our bilateral security relationship.
Pakistan's military dismissed the U.S. action that would serve only, they say, to undermine security cooperation and regional peace efforts. U.S. Treasury has placed sanctions on four current or former Venezuelan officials associated, what they say, with corruption or repression. Four officials' assets subject to U.S. jurisdiction are frozen, and U.S. citizens are generally prohibited from dealing with them. This is VOA News. North Korea has accepted South Korea's offer of high-level talks on Tuesday. VOA's Bronwyn Benito.
The meeting will take place at the border truce village of Panmunjom. Expected topics of conversation will be the Winter Olympics, to be held in the South next month, and other inter-Korean relations. However, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un remained steadfast on the issue of nuclear weapons, saying the North would mass-produce nuclear missiles for operational deployment, and again warned he would launch a nuclear strike if his country was threatened. Bronwyn Benito, VOA News.
Observers say dialogue between the North and South is seen as a positive step in improving relations on the Korean Peninsula, which would contribute to the overall stability of the region. Change of command ceremony was held by the United States 8th Army at Base Humphreys. That's located about 70 kilometers from the South Korean capital, Seoul. Lieutenant General Thomas Van Dahl, who has led the 8th Army since February of 2016, handed over the right of command to Lieutenant General Michael Bills.
For more than 67 years, 8th Army soldiers have stood together with our Iraqi allies to defend the liberty and freedom of frontier. The Pacific victors personify our nation's commitment to defending freedom on the Korean Peninsula and the region. Standing shoulder to shoulder with our Iraq partners, 8th Army continues to grow stronger and more capable as it continues to focus on readiness. I'm committed to our Iraq partners and the leaders, soldiers, and civilians of 8th Army to maintain the readiness and our ability to fight tonight and remain ready.
The 8th Army is the commanding formation of the U.S. Armed Forces in South Korea. Social media giant Twitter has reiterated its stance that accounts belonging to world leaders have special status, pushing back against calls from some users for the company to ban those tweets from President Trump. The debate over the president's tweets grew this week when he tweeted he had a much bigger nuclear button than North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Former U.S. President Barack Obama is set to make his first talk show appearance since leaving office last year on the first episode of a new show featuring longtime late-night show host David Letterman. Letterman's new show, titled My Next Guest Needs No Introduction, is his first project since he retired from the long-running Late Show with David Letterman in 2015. His new Netflix series is expected to, as the title suggests, feature high-profile guests and in-depth interviews. Other guests to appear on the monthly show include human rights activist Malala Yousafzai, music mogul Jay-Z, and comedy writer Tina Fey.
That's the latest world news from VOA.